Philemon went forward, saying in the heartiest tone,
"Welcome, strangers, welcome."
"Thank you," replied the younger of the two. "This is quite another greeting than the one we have met within the village. Those children, the little rascals, have spattered us from head to foot with their mud balls, and one of the curs has torn my cloak, which was ragged enough already."
He was dressed in rather an odd way, with a sort of cap on his head, the brim of which stuck out over both ears. Though it was summertime, he wore a cloak. Philemon saw, too, that he had on a strange-looking pair of shoes.
The Marvelous Staff.
One thing certainly seemed queer. The traveler was so wonderfully light and active that it appeared as if his feet sometimes rose from the ground of their own accord.
"I used to be light-footed in my youth," said Philemon to the traveler, "but I always found my feet grow heavier toward nightfall."
"There is nothing like a good staff to help one along," answered the stranger, "and I happen to have an excellent one, as you see."